It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. We've got some music today coming up from a couple of great bands that will be joining us. Jessica Hernandez with the Deltas right here on this show this very hour. Also, we'll be joined by Rudimental. So make sure that you are listening to Border Crossings and enjoying Border Crossings for the next hour. I know I will, as we welcome Jessica Hernandez, the Deltas, and Rudimental, all coming your way this hour. Border Crossings right here on the VOA 1 network. Hi, this is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. We welcome you to another great program. We welcome into our studios a singer and songwriter whose name is Jessica Hernandez. She's on tour right now with the Deltas, and we'd like to welcome her to the Voice of America. Jessica, the Deltas, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you in our studios. And the debut album, your debut album, Secret Evil, now out. Everybody's excited. You're excited.
Yep.
The fans are excited. Yep. This is a great time to be Jessica Hernandez.
Yeah, I guess it is.
And you guys are on the road performing, and you've been on the road. I think you started this tour a few months ago.
Yeah, it started kind of, we did a month in Europe with Social Distortion, had a few days off, left for another few weeks, came home. It's kind of the cycle this year.
You know, it must be great to have all of these super publications, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, People Magazine, and MTV, and everybody else saying how wonderful you are. How does that make you feel when you read all this stuff? Everybody's excited about your music, your album?
To be honest, I try not to read that stuff because I think that it's either going to give you a big head or it's going to make you feel bad about yourself. So it's best to just stay focused on what you like to do. And yeah.
How would you describe your music? I mean, because a lot of people like to put bands and artists in a box, a format box, and call it this, that, or the other. What would you describe your music as?
I always tell people it's dark soul. I feel
dark soul.
Yeah. It's definitely soulful music. And it's got this dark aspect to it. Even the happy songs kind of have like a dark lyrical undertone or something. So that's usually what I say.
And we grew up in you and I both in the same area, in Detroit, Michigan, which is a very soulful city.
Yeah.
And Motown, of course, is in Detroit. Was Motown influential in your career and shaping your music?
Yeah, it was a huge influence. My grandparents were, you know, had a huge vinyl collection when I was growing up. So they had tons of Motown, which they've now passed on to me. And, yeah, they would always tell me stories about the Temptations and the Supremes and the Four Tops playing at their high school dances in Detroit.
Wow.
Because that's when they were just getting started. So they would kind of test the groups out at all the high school dances around the city to kind of see how the kids responded to it. So it's pretty cool.
Well, now you're influencing the kids all around the world, for that matter. You're on tour. Secret Evil is the name of the new album. So if Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas would like to do a song for us, we'd love to hear some music.
Yeah, we'd love to.
So what are you guys going to play?
We're going to play a song called Tired Oak.
All right, Tired Oak. Here they are.
I came into the cold. There was tired oak and hanging from the branches with the lies you sold. For a heart worth gold. Make a wish to bear. Leave the dead feelings beside the clothes you wear. You got your soul. It's enough to find love. It's enough to change when your heart's grown old and your mind's gone cold. You've been giving it up. It's the same old story. Got your telling me. Same old story. I stepped out on the road. There were handsome faces, and behind their fists, there were the lies you sold. For a heart worth gold. Make a wish to bear. Leave the dead feelings beside the clothes you wear. You got your soul. Bye.
sounding great. Jessica Hernandez, the Deltas. Love it. You have a great sounding voice.
Thank you so much. Really
like your sound. It kind of reminds me of Amy Winehouse a little bit.
I get that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, beautiful smile, beautiful voice, and I was looking for that piece of luggage. The airport lost it, so now that's mine.
Yeah.
I want that when you're done. Now, I mean, you're getting creative. You don't do that on stage when you're doing the show.
This is like so far from what we do on stage. Yeah. Well, this is like this. I found it, you know, thrift store on the road, Goodwill.
Wow.
This is like probably a $20 guitar.
Really?
And then we've got our luggage.
So when you're doing the show on stage, what do people see? It would be different
than
this.
So Mike's lead guitar player. Mm-hmm. I play some guitar, some drums. Taylor's keyboard player, obviously. Stutz is the drummer. He plays an actual drum set. Mm-hmm. And then we have trombone player.
Without seashells.
Yeah, no goat's toes. And then we have, trombone player and then a bass player. And
trombone player?
They're going to see the White House right now, I think.
Oh, that's fun. That's a great thing to do when you're in D.C.
Yeah.
But you guys kind of, you know, electric guitar-based.
Electric, yeah.
Very loud,
all electric,
rock and roll.
Rock.
Soul,
kinda,
blues, rock. That's great. And tell me about the new album, Secret Evil. Why did you call it Secret Evil?
I felt like I wrote a lot of those songs in the time when I was, you know, I was young. I was in my early 20s, and I was doing a lot of things that I subconsciously felt were secretly evil. And then when I, you know, just some of the lyrical content and like just songs like Sorry I Stole Your Man and certain songs that, you know, people were like, why would you write a song about that? And I mean, at the end of the day, it's, you know, for me, songwriting is storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even if you're writing about things that maybe you're not the most proud of or are not the best situations, you still end up writing about them, and sometimes they make the best songs. And I just thought it was kind of a funny play on what I was going through at that point in my life, I guess.
And as a songwriter and a musician, is it hard to write about personal things? Do you find it really hard or painful to relive things in songs that perhaps they stay with you throughout your career, and you have to perform them over and over and over on shows that may be difficult to take you back to a certain place?
I actually really love it. I think it's very cathartic. And then I also think, you know, for example, Dead Brains is about a friend of mine who passed away when I was 19. And it was one of my closest friends. And I wrote Dead Brains to be this danceable, happy song that a lot of people don't know is about my friend passing away. And so it's actually the opposite feeling, where you see people dancing every night and have like so much joy from this song that I wrote when I was so sad. And it's really this cool thing to kind of see how that can happen. I don't know.
So it's interesting where people get inspiration for songs. I mean, obviously the friend, you know, situation would be an obvious place to find a song.
Right.
But how about less obvious places? When you write about things, where's the strangest thing that ever gave you inspiration for a song?
Honestly, yeah, anything. I think, you know, I'm writing a song right now for the next album about a man that we all know from back home who I'm suspicious of his wife being a mail order bride. And so I'm writing a song about that. I mean, there's just sometimes the funniest things can kind of strike up some inspiration. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Well, you're a role model for a lot of people. Latino Magazine has written some great things for you too. And it's not often you find a soul rock electric performer from that heritage. So, you know, you're making a lot of people very proud, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's really cool for me, like just within especially the female Latin community to be kind of doing this in the United States. I think in Mexico and in South America, there's a lot of female artists that are kind of taking control of the rock scene there. Mm-hmm. But in the U.S., for some reason, there's not that many women that are Latin American that are doing that.
Right, so right. Well, now, you know, you have Selena Gomez and Becky Gomez, Jennifer Lopez. You have a few, but it's, you know, not the profound impact that we should have here, being so multicultural. Have you toured in Latin America?
I've only done a couple shows in Mexico. We did a big festival called Viva Latino, mm-hmm. and then like a bar show. And that's it. But we're planning on going back soon. So,
and speaking of the tour, you're doing Lollapalooza, mm-hmm. and you're doing Bonnaroo.
Yep.
So those are some major festivals.
Yes. Yep. We're super excited.
Yeah. I mean, having performed some big shows and some of the smaller venues, do you have a preference or does it not really matter? Different feeling, I'm sure.
It's just different. I think the festivals are fun because people are there to go crazy. So it's exciting to be kind of playing for a crowd that just has like no inhibition and they're just like completely letting loose. But then when you play a club gig, you know that the people there have a personal relationship with the record. So people know the words and people are a little more engaging after the show. Mm-hmm. And the festival, everyone just wants to party. So they're both fun, but in very different ways.
Have you ever done any crowd surfing? Jumped out into the crowd? You have?
I have, yeah.
It'd be hard to do in a smaller venue, you know, a couple hundred people. Oh!
No, I've done it a couple hundred.
Have you done there?
It's funny, though, because when people are there, I did it for our record release, and, you know, everyone, like, knows us now. It's our hometown show. So everyone was so, it was, like, the most graceful crowd surf I've ever. It was just, like, so gently. They, like, took me to the end, then literally turned me around and gently brought me back, and then set me on the stage. And I was like, that did not even feel like crowd surfing.
Very nice. And you're going back home to Detroit. I read your tour is there in July, I think, sometime in July.
Yeah, we're doing a festival right on the water, so that should
fantastic.
Be fun.
Well, Jessica Hernandez is in our studios. If you do another song, that'd be great. We'd love to hear some more music from you. What's this one called?
We're going to do a song called Cry, Cry, Cry.
All right. Jessica Hernandez, the Deltas, and they are here on Border Crossings on VOA TV. And so this album is out now, doing well, but you alluded to another album. You're already writing for the next album.
Yes.
Is it going to be a continuation, or are you going to change the vibe, or what's the plan for album two?
I don't know. I didn't really go into the first album with having a game plan necessarily. I just, you know, kind of approached it as a singer-songwriter thing, so just... I think with this next one, it's going to be a little bit different because the Deltas are actually writing with me. And so it's going to be cool to see the contrast of like the first album, which was a singer-songwriter approach, and the second album, which now, you know, we've established a band and a relationship, and it's going to be different just because of that, just because of the inclusion of other writers and like kind of it being a group effort. And so kind of having the songs written of all of us, all six of us together. And then I'm sure there'll also be, you know, some more singer-songwriter songs on that too.
How did you guys connect? How did you come together?
I mean, we all grew up within like 15 minutes of each other, you know, like around the Detroit area. And so mutual friends, the music scene in Detroit is so tiny too that we kind of met. Like I would always see Taylor playing at shows, and then like, our drummer Steve, like I would open for his band when I was just doing the acoustic thing. So that's how we kind of met. And, I met Mike through friends. It's just, the scene is so small. And so when I started wanting to kind of build the band and take it on the road, it was really just kind of being like, okay, well, I know the drummer from this band's really good and the keyboard player from this band's really good. Mm-hmm. And me kind of just approaching them and being like, do you want to be a part of this? Do you want to be on the road full time? Is this kind of the lifestyle you want to live? And then, you know.
And what's the significance of the Deltas? Where did that name come from?
It was a placeholder for, like, at first. It was kind of, we needed a band name for one of the first few shows I ever did. And my drummer at the time had a Delta 88 car. And, I was like, we'll just say the Deltas because it's your car and whatever. And then it kind of stuck. And then everyone was like, I like it. So we just never, the placeholder.
Could have been the Pintos or the Chevettes.
It could have been anything.
Deltas,
yeah. Yep.
Now, has it always been music for Jessica Hernandez? Is this, you knew it early on in school or?
Yeah. I mean, I've been singing since I was really young. I mean, I can't remember not singing. I was the annoying kid that was standing in front of the TV trying to like perform plays there. I don't know what I was doing, but I was always really, really into music and really into performing. And then it wasn't until college, though. I went to college for fashion design because I thought, well, music is just so unrealistic, you know, it's like such an unrealistic dream. Let me do something more realistic, like being a fashion designer. So it took about a year for me to be like, this is equally as unrealistic. And so when I was 19, I dropped out and I, you know, bought my first guitar, bought my first keyboard, and just kind of started to teach myself how to write and record and play all at the same time. And then, just did the open mics and met these guys. And
wow. And you're having a lot of fun, I'm sure, you know,
lots
doing all these shows and these tours. And
yeah.
You were on a major TV show
in
the United States, Late Night with David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
And he was taken by your music. He responded very, very favorably, which he doesn't usually do or didn't usually do. He just retired.
Yeah. No, he caught me off guard, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing.
It was great.
That's a good thing to be on that show and have his attention. But
you've
got the worldwide attention right now here on The Voice of America. We're thrilled to have you in our studios. So would you do another song for us?
Of course, yeah. We're going to do a song called Dead Brains.
Dead Brains.
Going dead, you feel no power. Where is your head?
Jessica Hernandez, The Deltas on The Voice of America from the album Secret Evil. Now, you have released a large vinyl version of the album.
Yes. Yeah.
This is kind of bold. This is kind of different. I mean, it's beautiful, beautiful artwork, beautiful photo. This is, I mean, coming back, huh?
Yeah.
The vinyls are coming back.
It is. And I've always been a vinyl collector. My dad's a vinyl collector. Like I said, my grandparents had a big vinyl collection that they passed on. And, I think within, like, our whole circle of friends and, like, the music scene in general is, like, really taken off. And we actually just put a 7-inch out as well in the past 2 weeks.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're keeping up with the vinyl.
It's kind of like evolution, you know? I mean, there was the vinyls and then the smaller, the 45s came out, and then here we are with CDs, and now the iTunes and the singles you can buy.
Yeah.
And now it was going to be hard to find the players, though.
Right.
For the young kids to find the phonographs.
They're making them again. They're making them again.
All right. Well, I'm going to run out and buy myself one.
Yeah.
Catch up with what's going on.
Yeah.
Jessica Hernandez is in our studios, and Secret Evil is the album. If people want to get your new album, where do they need to go? Other than iTunes and Amazon, can they get it from your website?
They can get it from our website, Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas.com.
And I assume you have Facebook pages and
all
kinds of...
Facebook is Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas, and then Instagram and Twitter is at Detroit Jess.
All right. And I like your artwork. I mean, is there significance
Thank
to
you.
Each each different tat you've got? You got
matching
tats. All right. Uh-huh. What else is on there?
To be honest, most of my tattoos are very funny. A lot of them are with friends. Like this, we got together.
Uh-huh.
This, I got with a friend in New York.
No regrets, huh? No 3 a.m.
This, I let
late
my,
night,
let
woke
my
up. Whoa, what did I do?
Yes, this one. I let
that
my
one?
Boyfriend do that.
Oh.
This is a little stick and poke. I've got a dot on my finger for no reason.
For no reason.
That's what happens when your friends have tattoo guns.
Well, that's really cool. It's a pleasure to meet you and to have you in our studios here in D.C. And when the second album comes out, please come back and join us again. We'd love to have you back. Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas, thank you guys for coming on the show.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
You never gotta be that lonely. You never gotta get that low. All you gotta do is call me, and I will never let you go. You never gotta be that lonely. You never gotta get that low. All you gotta do is call me, and I will never let you go.
Never let you go.
this is Larry London. We welcome you to Border Crossings. And today we have a satellite link up with one of the most popular bands right now throughout the UK, making their way to the United States with their latest album, which is due for a September 18th release, We the Generation. We'd like to welcome to Border Crossings from New York. We've got a band called Rudimental with us today. Welcome, Rudimental.
Yo.
Hi.
Hello.
It's great to have you guys with us, and congratulations on all the success, all the awards, the Brit Award. And you guys debuted back in 2013 with your single that featured John Newman at number one. That must have been an exciting start to what's been a great career.
No, it's been crazy. It's been so exciting, you know. We've come from sort of like working everyday jobs to now being full-time musicians, which is like just incredible. And it's been a roller coaster ride with all four of us, you know, growing up with each other since we were really young, to now being in a studio in America talking to you.
This is quite scary because we've come out here quite a lot. We've done a few gigs. We've done gigs in New York, LA, Detroit. We've done Philadelphia. We've toured a bit. We actually toured with Ed Sheeran last year.
And you guys recorded with Ed Sheeran, I guess, on one of the songs on his new album?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, actually, we wrote that song together while we were on tour, a song called Bloodstream. And the version that we did together was actually the first version of the song. We did that in LA in the studio. It's a funny session because The Game, the rapper, turned up and Ellie Goulding turned up. And it was just a classic LA experience for us. And that was one of our first times there as well, actually. Mm. And yeah, the song, his album came out before us. So he actually put a new version of the song that he recreated with Rick Rubin on his album. And we have the original version, I guess, on our album, Bloodstream.
Are you referring to yourselves as songwriters or producers or a combination of both? Because you guys really, you don't sing, do you? I mean, you usually tend to feature people on vocals.
Yeah, well, I think we're producers, songwriters, and I think one thing about us is we're a live band now. You need to come and see us play. There's actually 11 of us on stage and we play live. And we're playing a lot of festivals throughout the year. We're playing Governor's Ball in New York. We're playing Bonnaroo. So, yeah, you need to come and see us play live. It's a big party on stage. It's like a carnival. And, yeah, we'll have a great time.
And then the whole Rudimental message unveils itself once you see us live. Like Kezzy said, there's a lot of us on stage, but there's a lot of energy as well, vibes, excitement and positivity. And the live element is very important to us because we're all musicians, you know. We play our instruments. The way that we work and create our music is in that same philosophy. We get our instruments out and we jam out ideas and then we kind of add the electronic process afterwards. So it's kind of creative the way we work and it's kind of hard to get your head around it because we're never really the face of our music. But at the same time, when you do see us live, you kind of get the message.
And I've noticed that you have worked quite a bit with different British stars, pop stars, you know, John Newman and some of the others. But, you know, how about American stars? Have you made any deals? Are you making any plans to record with American singers?
Well, funny enough, we on the new record, we've worked with Donald Fagen from Steely Dan. We've worked with George Clinton and Bobby Womack, the late Bobby Womack, before he passed away. So we've actually ticked off our bucket list of not just what our mum and dad would have loved, but what we love, because we grew up listening to soul music, soul of funk as well as other types of electronic music. So with the new album, we're so excited to get it out because it's really got some of that, so those classic artists that we love on the records.
Yeah, as well as what Piers is saying, there's a whole new generation of artists on that record. For those of you that have heard our first album, you'll notice there were some unknown names on there. For example, John Newman and Ella Eyre, they were unknown when they first sang with us, but now they're doing their own thing and their career's taken off really well. And we're going to follow suit with this new album, We The Generation, with a couple of unknown artists like Anne-Marie. We've got Will Hurd on there. And these artists are exceptional and they're going to be great artists in the future. But at the same time, they're coming from the school of Rudimental, if you like.
And where do you discover these artists that you work with? How do they end up on your songs? How do you find them?
It's a natural process for us. I mean, we're a sucker for a soulful voice. You know, whenever we hear someone, it could be in the case of John Newman, it was in a bar. He was, he was working there and he was in an acoustic session in a bar and he wasn't really doing anything. He wasn't signed at that point. So Vasa could come from anywhere. You know, the other day, I don't know if anyone follows us on our social medias, but DJ Locksmith discovered, if you like, a singer working in a cafe in London, and we put it on our social media and it got a whole load of hits. And, you know, we might, who knows, she might end up on the third album. So we're always on the lookout, we're always open to it. And the great thing about Rudimental is that we work within ourselves, we A&R it, if you like, ourselves. So we find our own artists to work with. We don't rely on record labels and things like that too much. So it's great. It's like it gives us a big palette to work with. Lots of different voices. We don't have to be stuck to one.
For us, it has to be organic. It's a very organic process in everything we do, the way we create music, the way we find artists, and the way we perform live. You know, it's never really planned. People ask us, how did you go about making this kind of music? How did you go about finding these artists? So that's the funny thing about it. It's a chaotic mess, but at the same time, it's an organized mess, you know, if that makes sense.
And it comes together in the end, and that's really all that matters.
No, I said it's true. I could feel the love. Can you feel it too? I could feel it all. I could feel it all. You know I said it's true. I could feel the love. Can you feel it too? I could feel it all. I could feel it all.
Have a variety of tastes, from jazz to hip-hop. and a number of other things in between. So you guys managed to work together very well, and I know you've known each other for a very long time.
Rudimental started really on the pirate radio scene in the UK, DIY radio stations that were actually unregulated and illegal, but it was a way for us to expose our music to at least our local community, and that's where we came from. So we came from the grime music and the dance music scene in the underground in East London. And but our influences go way back more than that, from, you know, family members and from the areas that we grew up in, really mixed cultural hot pot of different types of music, all the way from reggae to soul and funk, like Pierce said. So we listened to everything from P-Funk, James Brown, Sly, all the way through to house music and grime music and garage and drum and bass, of course.
To Dr. Dre, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
And some of our favourite albums, like Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Some would say we're very confused.
Exactly. Yeah, but it comes together beautifully, you know. If we had a formula, we'd probably have to break it, because I don't think we can work that way, you know.
Yeah, and I think all these influences, you know, fused together make Rudimental. If you listen to our music, there's all different types of genres. I kind of really don't like saying genres. It's almost like we should be saying BPMs, if you like. We start off at 115 BPM and we go all the way to sort of like a drum and bass, dancey type BPMs. Yeah. And that's the way we work. It's no structure to this, but the influences have a mad influence on our music.
Sometimes we'll start a song and it's kind of like a slow jam kind of thing, and then it'll end up a drum and bass song, and we'll speed it up and, you know, whatever it takes to make the song work. And that's like you said yourself, we're songwriters, you know, and we're a band, so it's an organic process.
And the BPM is beats per minute, but you guys combine
as
something. It's, I read somewhere where you said that it's got to have soul and it's got to have bass. That's those two components.
Yeah, I think that was it.
That's a great quote, actually. Yeah, but bass is so important. You can feel it. You can feel the bass, you know.
You can feel it. And so if you could tell the audience, I understand this is an interesting story, why you called your band Rudimental.
Ah.
I think the name came from, it came from me. I thought of it. Yes.
It was my idea.
It was my idea.
Yeah, no, when I was a child, and my mum used to take me to piano lessons. I think I was about 6 or 7. And there was a book called The Book of Rudiments, which is all about the sort of rhythm and teaching of music and theory behind music. And as I was growing up, I started playing around with melodies. I started with piano lessons and started producing by myself. And I was kind of looking for a name and a producer name. So I kind of started to call myself Rudiments. And then when we started collaborating together, we changed the name to Rudimental. And it stuck.
We're pretty crazy as well. And we're not rude, we're really nice guys, actually.
As you can tell.
As you can see.
But the new album, We the Generation, which comes out in September, is it more of the same that we got from the album Home? Are you trying something different, a little more experimentation? What would be the difference between the two albums, if there's any difference at all?
I think the difference between the two albums would be a progression. We've grown up 2 years older. We've toured 2 years for 2 or 3 years around the world, played together live. So I feel like the soul and funk and the musicianship has come out a lot more on this new album. And we're all pretty happy about that, and we're really proud of it. It's still got the classic Rudimental sound that you'll find on the first album, but, you know, it's us and where our heads and hearts and souls are at the moment, you know?
Yeah, it's a sound we've been fighting pretty much all our lives to get out there and to project to the world. Mm. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why we called it We the Generation, because it is a movement and it is a sound that we've just been hanging on to for so long, and so long to get to this position that we're in now. So yeah, We the Generation, September the 18th.
That's right. You are in a great position. I mean, the band Rudimental, nominated for all kinds of awards, won a Brit Award, but also up for MTV Awards and the MOBO Awards, Mercury Prize, Music Prize Awards. And so this is kind of new for America. You're entering into, you know, kind of a brand new area. Are you on tour in the United States, or are you planning to go on tour in the United States?
Yeah, we will be in September, around the album release date. And we've got a few festivals, like we said, Bonnaroo and Governor's Ball. But yeah, we're going to be doing our own tour, going to pretty much as much states as we can afford to. It's such a huge place, so, you know, we can't wait to get out here, play our music live in venues near you.
Well, you are, you know, known around the world, and you guys have had your music on charts, Australia and Austria, Germany, you name it, anywhere in the UK, you can't probably walk down the street without being, you know, chased after by fans. So it'll be exciting to have you on stage here in the United States and the new album, We the Generation, and that's coming out in September, September 18th. Where can people reach you on the social media sites or on your website if people want to get in contact with you guys?
Yeah, so if you want to get in contact with us, hit us up at Rudimental UK. That's probably across all social networks from Facebook to Instagram to Twitter. And yeah, we're always on there projecting our music or just having a social laugh, if you like.
Also, rudimental.co.uk.
And people who send you, you know, tweets and Facebook messages, you respond directly or you have a staff doing that for you?
Oh, no, I don't really believe in staff or backroom staff dealing with your social networks. It comes from us, you know, everything that we do on there goes through us or we do directly. I think it's important to have that engagement with fans and I think they appreciate that a bit more.
Well, that's exciting. I mean, and congratulations on all the success, and we're really happy to be able to talk to you about the new album, We the Generation, September 18th. That's the day that the album goes on sale worldwide, and I know everybody's excited to hear some new music from Rudimental. So thank you guys for joining us on The Voice of America.
How could faith over now? You want peace? Hear me shout. You're missing you, and how ironically I'm feeling crazy as an institute. I'm contemplating times you told me that I would be without you. Had an exit strategy, and you were trying to see me out. We were like a pod, kept meeting me at the moose wings. Couldn't get it off the ground like bruised wings. Not one, not two, but a few things made me question what it really was you bring. Now that the madness over and the fog's been clear, and I'm sadly sober, I can see the bricks failing to crash before us, and the heavens pour down like your last proposal. Like, give me one more chance, last one, just one more dance. No future, just a past before us, and that'll rerun until we cast a show. Cause I don't wanna be playing games with you. No, not with you, not with you. We go up. How could things turn me in over now? You make my heart go complete till I forget. Hear me shout. Cupid's gun to our souls, he just can't trigger chemistry. I need a lot of things that you can't really get at me. I'm screaming on mute cause you ain't really hearing me. The hardest fucking love is where you make your biggest enemy. Flash back to a year ago, hand in hand in the trash is where fear would go. I don't understand how that happened, where did it go? All of the love and the passion, once it was go, it's gone now. When I'm here and I'm there and I'm torn now, when I'm hurt and I'm bruised and I'm torn down, and I made some mistakes but mature now, and I've touched my regret through my paws now, and I felt how it feels to be sure now, and I know what it means to deplore now, and I know what it means to endure trials, and I know when it hurts to the core now, and I've burnt every bridge that I've torn down, and I picked up your heart from the floor now, and I want and I crave anymore now, so just give me one more chance, last one, just one more dance. I know we go back and forth, but my back's to the wall and I'm back for more. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Border Crossings today. We thank Rudimental, also Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas for coming in to join us and perform today for you on the program. I hope you enjoyed their music, and I hope you have a great weekend. Yes, the weekend is here. We will be back again on Monday at 1500 Universal with more music and requests and dedications. And don't forget, we start our Now 55 CD giveaway on Monday. So please do enter the contest with your Facebook message, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, or by email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. Thank you, Felicia Butler, our producer-director, for putting together today's show with Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas and Rudimental. I'm Larry London. I'll catch you Monday here on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.